It is true I have loved you with an everlasting love, and it is also true that I am loving you tonight at this very moment like that. You haven't recognized my love, and it isn't a hard thing I'm asking of you, and I desire you to love me with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind. Think of the price I paid for your redemption. Think of the unspeakable gift I am offering you, even myself with all my divine glory. Why, then it ought to come to your heart a great desire to give yourself to me just as you are, because you know how unworthy you have been. You know that when I made choice among men and chose you to be saved and wrote your name in the book of life, it wasn't because you were worthy of my love, but because I am God. And because being God, I am love. And because I cannot help but love. And because I've loved you before the foundation of the world. And that's the thing that made me seek after you and come after you. And now, if you want to hear my voice, I want to call upon you to draw nigh unto me. You have recognized that you cannot love me like even you think you should. And I admit that you can't. But I can fill you with my love if you will only take the time and only labor to draw nigh unto me and to give me a chance. I'm not asking you so much to love me as I'm asking you to let me love you. Let me set your heart on fire with the fire of my own love. That's what I came to do, to cast fire upon this earth, to set the sons of God aflame with that divine love that will make them all mine, that will make them come out with a vengeance from among them, that will make them consider everything refuse for the excellency of the knowledge of Jesus Christ. And so I'm calling upon you tonight. I'm not asking something that you cannot do. You can come to me. You can give me your time. You can give me your attention. You could, if you want to, labor to enter into that rest. And if you will do so, I will take over. And I'll make you my workmanship. I'll make you my masterpiece. I'll do the thing that you can never do yourself. I will pour into your heart my love, and it'll become within you a fountain of living water.